An incident over the weekend in Anchorage has alarmed members of an immigrant community, but officials are stopping short of calling it a hate crime. On Sunday morning, a vehicle outside a multifamily home was found with deflated tires and hateful messages written in washable orange marker. Debbie Bach is a friend of the five men who live together in the building, all of whom are refugees hailing from the Darfur region of Sudan. Bach says she went there Sunday and was shocked by what she saw.
There was writing on every single window and every single side of both of the cars, things that said like, not welcome, go home, take a hike, leave Alaska, go away.
The men called the Anchorage Police Department to file a report, but Bach says she and others are surprised to learn the department is treating the incident as a vandalism case.
So I called the police again, and I talked to a dispatcher, and the dispatcher told me that they had taken a report over the phone, but no one was going to come out and see the men, and no one was going to take pictures.
Bach says members of the community in Spinard, where the incident took place, have made efforts in the last day to show support with men living at the residence that were targeted, but that they still feel unsafe after what happened, and some are wondering if the assault on property constitutes a hate crime. No comment was available from the Public Affairs Office at the Anchorage Police Department, which is closed in observation of Seward's Day. However, Stacey Fager-Pellessier with the Federal Bureau of Investigation in Anchorage says they haven't seen any evidence that would involve them in the case.